are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning from Rollins Library, Director Abby Edwards. And good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. The weather's not as nice as the last time we were here.
No, not at all. But yeah, we got a little nastiness in there and maybe some snow this weekend, but they're not really giving us any total. So
yeah, still nice to see you though.
It's always good to have you here. And as we get ready for a brand new year, you have got a lot going on right off the bat.
We do. I just want to let everyone know that the library is open regular hours today, regular hours tomorrow. So we're open 9 to 5 today and tomorrow, but then we will be closed Sunday and Monday for the new year. But then we'll be happy to see you on Monday with our regular hours. We're starting back the knitting club in January. We had requests for that. We have done that previously, and then we took a break. So the knitting club will meet Tuesday mornings at 11 o'clock. So the library does have some yarn and some knitting needles that we've received as donations. So if you don't have any of that, you're still welcome to come. It's 11 o'clock in the South Dakota room, and we'll put out the coffee pot for you.
Very nice. Sounds good. You were telling me something about booking a librarian. Tell us about that. That sounds pretty neat.
Yes. So if you received any kind of a device over Christmas, or you do not know how to download an audiobook, or you're not sure how to get on our Libby app, or you're not sure about our website, or have questions, whatever that may be, you can call the library and you can book a one-on-one technology help session. So you can learn how to download ebooks, digital audiobooks to your device. If you need help with any of our Gale courses, our library website, whatever that is, just call the library. You can book a one-on-one session and we will have a staff member walk you through that.
What a great opportunity. Yeah, encourage folks to take advantage of that. Like you said, maybe they've got something new and it's kind of unfamiliar. That's a perfect way to learn more about it.
Yes, and one-on-one, it's not so intimidating.
Right.
So, and then we are doing a winter bingo at the library. And we have the bingo sheet on our newsletter, or you can pick it up in the library. And basically, it just encourages you to read books that you maybe wouldn't think to read. For instance, a classical book, a nonfiction book, a book with a number in the title, different things like that. Mm-hmm. And if you get a bingo, you turn it in at the library, and then we're going to draw for Peer Pride dollars with the winners, a winner out of the bingo sheets. And this is for January and February.
Oh, excellent. So make sure you get your bingo sheet so you can be part of that.
Yeah, and that gets you reading in those cold winter months when you maybe don't have so much else to do at home. And then our story time hours are going to change just a little bit in the new year. We have a very high demand for story time on Wednesdays, but Thursdays we don't have so much. So we're going to not do story time on Thursdays, but then we will offer 4 story times on Wednesdays. So we'll have story time at 10, 10:30, 1, and 1:30. On Wednesdays new year.
So keep that in mind. Yeah, it's always good to make that adjustment. If you've got more people coming in on Wednesday, then now some more offerings. So that will be nice.
Yep. And then next Friday is going to be January 6th, and we'll have our free play from 1 to 4. And then that following Monday and Tuesday, January 9 and 10, we're going to have bingo after school. Monday, January 9 is going to be for elementary. And Tuesday, January 10, will be for middle school and high school, and that starts at 3:30. And we have prizes with bingo. It's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, that will be a good time for the kids. So, as always, a lot going on. If folks want to kind of keep up with things, I mean, you've got some different ways that they can they can see what's going on.
Yep, you can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. We have a website, rollinslibrary.org, or just stop in.
Absolutely. And if you're new to the area and you're looking to get your card, you can walk them through the process and then they'll be good to go.
Yep. Just bring a piece of mail and your photo ID and we will be happy to get you a card.
Excellent. Well, thank you for stopping in, Abby, as always, and keeping busy, offering some great things for us at the library.
Yes. Thank you for having us. Have a great new year.
You too. There's Abby Edwardson joining us from the Rollins Library. Always some great things going on. So make sure you stop on out and see all the wonderful folks at the library. There is your Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by May Adam and Lee Real Estate.